Back for a new session, Senator, in 2018.
Glad to be back. Regular general session for 2018. We had a couple of special sessions over the interim and weren't able to accomplish everything that we would have liked in those, but got some things done. But we'll have a long list of to-dos for the 2018 session. We always start every year, I think, appropriately with prayer. Concord Baptist Church every year has a prayer breakfast. They held that again this year. A very good attendance of legislators. They specifically pray for every branch of our government. This year, Colonel Gary Gilmore of the Missouri National Guard was the featured speaker, and every time I've heard Colonel Gilmore, he's always encouraged my heart and really seemed to be speaking with divine authority, and I really enjoyed the message that he brought, reminder that there are people not just here in Jeff City but across the state that pray for us and ask God to give us divine wisdom and direction as we seek to govern according to His plan. One of the things that Colonel Gilmore reminded us of is that as government elected officials, we really have the job of shepherding and of making sure that what we do is for the very best of the people that we serve. And that's always a good reminder. And then, of course, the governor's prayer breakfast is always the first week of session. We just completed it this morning. Last year, it was a pastor from Joplin that spoke, Randy Garris, who is a good friend of mine and really enjoyed that. And this year we had a pastor out of Springfield, again out of Southwest Missouri, who pastors a large church, 15,000 members in Springfield. John Lindell spoke about courage, about leadership, about faith, and it was always just a great encouragement. I thought the governor's remarks were excellent, so I was encouraged. We've also already had a hearing this morning, gubernatorial appointments hearing. We have two former senators, but Senator Will Krause and Senator Ryan Silvey have both been appointed to other positions to serve the citizens of Missouri. Will is serving on the Tax Commission, and Ryan will be serving on the Public Service Commission. I'm happy for both of them and believe both of them will do exceptional jobs. It obviously deprives us somewhat in the Senate when we lose members that are trusted and respected, but it's one of the products, I think one of the negatives of term limits is that whenever a state imposes term limits on an elected officials, then many times those elected officials begin to look for opportunities because they know that they won't be running again for an office, even if they feel like they're serving well in that office. And so we're seeing some of the drawbacks of term limits in that we see these two senators leaving their seats early and taking up other jobs because they would otherwise be eliminated from the Senate when their terms came up. They're good men. They're going to do well in the jobs in which they serve. I have just elected a new senator for Senator Krause's seat, but now we'll have to have another election for Senator Silvey's seat. I think we'll see more of this as things continue because that's one of the natures of giving people a limit on how long they can serve in the legislature. So I'm not a big fan of that impact of term limits, but I understand that that's what the people of Missouri wanted, and so that's where we are. So we will be working to elect another senator for Senator Silvey's seat, and in the meantime, we'll work vigorously. I think Monday, Senate President Pro Tem will begin assigning bills to committees, and so those committees will probably begin meeting next week, and we'll be actively engaged.
It's a big part of it, and there's already been 300-some bills pre-filed going into session, so already a lot to start with right out of the box.
That's right. That's right. A long list of bills, pre-filed bills, was first read, what we call first read, yesterday, so that they now become officially part of the Senate calendar. And effective today, those bills can be assigned to committee. I think the plan is to wait, begin assigning bills on Monday, and then the committees will begin hearing those and the public testimony will be received, and we'll try to figure out what the right path forward is.